For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown drags on after President Trump met with congressional leaders. But once again, there's still no resolution about funding for a border wall. During their second meeting in 3 days at the White House, top Democrat Chuck Schumer said the president indicated he would keep the government shut down for a long time.
He resisted. In fact, he said he'd keep the government closed for a very long period of time, months or even years.
Later, the president then confirmed that, saying he needed money for border security, and the shutdown could end at any time.
But I will do whatever we have to do. If we have to stay out for a very long period of time, we're going to do that.
He says there is an agreement with the Democratic leaders who have their staffs working through the weekend to figure out a way to end the standoff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The December jobs report went way beyond expectations.
The government figures show the U.S. economy added 312,000 jobs in December when economists were expecting an added 180,000 new jobs. The unemployment rate did tick up slightly to 3.9%, but the Labor Department report says the average wage paid to American workers edged up by 11 cents an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new congresswoman is doubling down on saying she'll always speak truth to power. Democrat Rashida Tlaib of Michigan said President Trump should be impeached like this.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the mother...
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi whipped this during a town hall on MSNBC.
Generationally, that would not be language I would use.
Sure.
But nonetheless, I don't think we should make a big deal of it.
Okay.
I really don't. That's probably the way people talk.
The president said her comments were disgraceful. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A New York congresswoman has an idea on how to pay for a climate change plan. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez sat down with Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes for an upcoming interview that's set to air Sunday. A portion of that interview was released where Cortez was asked how much she would raise taxes to pay for her Green New Deal.
Once you get to like the tippy tops on your 10 millionth dollar, sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%. That doesn't mean all $10 million are taxed at an extremely high rate, but it means that as you climb up this ladder, you should be contributing more.
A U.S. airstrike in Yemen has targeted a major terrorist that many have called the mastermind of the USS Cole bombing that killed 17 sailors in the year 2000. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
The precision U.S. airstrike in Yemen targeted Jamal al-Badawi. Pentagon officials will now have to have confirmation from DNA testing before they can declare al-Badawi deceased. 17 U.S. sailors were killed in October 2000 while serving our nation aboard the guided missile destroyer USS Cole when it was in dock in Aden Harbor. Al-Qaeda claimed they were behind the bomb attack that also wounded dozens of other U.S. sailors. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.